As night sinks in, I begin to fear the tongues of silence that slink between the ticking seconds of my looming clock of femininity, that fill the void with questions and fear, that whisper, how could you shape a life? In a world where a toolbox of war paint is every daughter's birthright, where we wear our tribal painted faces as a secret protection, to hide our vulnerability with blood-coated lips of seduction, and try, in fear, to ward away the unsolicited penetration of boys' eyes with our painted voodoo prophylactics. In a world where every man is given a uniform, cut from warm lager, car bonnets and toilet-tainted lines of cocaine, stitched together with tied tear ducts and emotional deficiency because everyone knows only girls cry. Where alcohol and drugs fill the numbness that spawns from the unholy union of crucifying anxiety and Victorian primness. Where no one can talk, but everyone talks too much. In selfies and stories and snapshots of falsity, projecting a cinematic masterpiece of self-worth to a world where no one is listening. Everyone is still talking. In a world where every shape and size is critiqued and put through enough filters for everyone to attain a cookie-cutter recipe of a human, with a secret pinch of editorial examination to keep the Candy Bright diet pill selling, and the children in their funeral procession towards the bathroom scales, how could you shape a life? In a world you don't know how to fix. In a world where you don't know who you are. In a world where you don't know who to be. How could you ever teach a child?